And before that announcement, we were listening to the Buddy O'Reilly Band, Atlanta Legends, performing Coppers and Brass and Lark in the Morning, and that's from their CD Round the House, put out by Platinum Entertainment. Let's go straight into a tune called Celtic Warrior. And I'm delighted to welcome Liam O'Connor into the studio. Liam, welcome.
Hello, thank you very much, Ginny. How are you?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Very good.
Good.
Just arrived in Atlanta yesterday, so looking forward to great events and great time here.
Okay, well, tell our listeners briefly what you're going to be doing here in Atlanta.
Well, I'm over here celebrating Patrick's Week. Going to be opening the festival and bringing over my show and performing at the Buckhead Theatre on Saturday night, but many other events up to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll talk a bit more about the Saturday night event in a minute. So how do you feel being here? Could you describe your feelings being able to celebrate St. Patrick's Day here in the States?
It's a great feeling. I'm just getting over the jet lag now. Feeling great about it. I was here many years ago as a member of Lord of the Dance.
Uh-huh.
So I have great memories. I had great times here in Atlanta. So it's great to be here. I'm also the ambassador of Killarney, which is great. And it's great to be promoting Irish music abroad. And our minister in Ireland, Minister Jimmy Deanan, is coming over as well to be with us.
So is the ambassador post, is that a formal one for the Foreign Office, or is it a sort of cultural ambassador?
Cultural ambassador of the town.
Uh-huh. Right.
And just for promoting music around the world.
Right. Is Killarney twinned with any city here in the States, do you know?
I'm not sure of here. I know it's twinned with a town in Sweden. But you never know.
It could be, yes. Well, maybe something will happen as a result of your visit here today, this week. In that first track we were listening to, Celtic Warrior, Are you the musical warrior for the music of Ireland?
Well, Maureen O'Hara describes me as the Celtic warrior, and that's a really nice piece of music that that I feel. I wrote that myself, actually.
Yes.
And it's a really nice piece of music. It's produced by John Themis, a great musician. But you can hear the warrior, and there's also different ethnic sounds in it as well.
Yes, I was looking at the instrumentation that's used, and there's stuff on there that I confess I hadn't heard of. But in the sounds, you could hear sort of Middle Eastern, yeah. Lebanese, Iran, somewhere around about there, and maybe a bit further east, yeah. as well.
Many different influences. Mm-hmm. I'm influenced by different genres of music. But that's a unique piece.
And the title of the album, that's a Brazilian piece, isn't it, Tico?
Yeah, Tico. Tico is a Brazilian tune. And I've toured in Brazil many times. And I call the album Tico, Mistico.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mistico is the Greek word for secret.
Right, right, right. I meant to look up what Tico means in Brazilian, but forgot
Tico,
to do that.
Tico is, I think it comes from a bird.
Uh-huh,
Tico,
okay.
Tico, no for ba.
Right, right.
Tico, 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 you know.
But it's certainly, I'm not going to be playing that piece today, but you have to have great musical virtuosity on whatever instrument to be able to play it.
Yes,
I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's a fantastic tune in different keys and... Mm-hmm. It's renowned in Brazil.
I saw on your website that you've got reggae, world music, Brazilian beats, Irish, of course.
Yeah, I'm influenced by the different genres of music, but it's all rooted in Irish music.
Yes.
And Lord of the Dance and Riverdance, and it's nice to meet Maura as well here, who was in Riverdance.
Yes. we've been having something of an Irish get-together here today with
Kathy,
two ladies and Liam. It's been very pleasant to see. I feel a bit out of things
so
being Welsh.
you've a member of Lord of the Dance and you've a member of Riverdance.
Yes, yes, yes. That's wonderful. And they're both here doing their bit to support WRFG, which is really, really important because it's an independent, community-based radio station. I regard it as a very valuable piece of airspace, 89.3. I mean, we have lots of musical programs, but also news programming, public affairs, etc., etc. So we're hoping that more people will be calling in later. You're going to be performing in the parade, I think, on Saturday.
Yes, yeah. We have a float in the parade. Also going to be playing a little preview as well after the parade. And then the Buckhead Theatre is our main concert.
Right, right.
And we're very excited about that.
Give us a flavour of what the show at the Buckhead Theatre is going to be like.
You're going to have our musicians. We're going to play our style of music, which is from the album, the different styles. And we have some world champion dancers.
Oh, wonderful.
We're going to have some great songs as well. Lisa, my wife, is coming over as well to do some great songs.
Uh-huh.
One of the great songs is called Hard Times.
Unfortunately, Ireland's going through a little bit of that at the moment.
Indeed it is, as is Britain as a whole. It's very sad to see.
Yeah. The parade is going to be very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest St. Patrick's Day celebration in Atlanta this year will be downtown.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's the 130th. St. Patrick's Parade.
Yes, yes, it's been going a long, long time. What other instruments do you play, Liam?
I play many instruments. I play piano, concertina, up to 20 instruments.
Right.
But they'd be the main ones and the low whistles and stuff.
Right, right. But I take it that the accordion is your favourite.
Yeah, yeah, I like to... Yeah, the accordion is my favourite, yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a performer. That's, you know, I like to entertain people and see their faces, make them happy, and you know that's the buzz I get out of my music.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, good. And what would you describe as your greatest musical accomplishment so far in your long career? Because you started very young, didn't you?
Yeah, I started very young. Mom was a great influence on me, but Mom died when I was very young. There were 7 kids in the family. But she was fantastic, and Dad is still alive. But we were very lucky. She left us a great legacy of love and music, and that's what we have on our musical journey. So my greatest accomplishment, I suppose, is entertaining people. Lucky to be able to entertain people and mm-hmm. make them happy and see their faces, you know. And I always believe, I say to my own show that, you know, we don't own the music. It's, you know, it's what we do with it and the time we have,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we don't own the air or the water either. We own nothing.
Right, right.
It's what you do with it and the time you have and the mark you put on it.
but you're treasuring it, you're keeping it in your hands, you're putting your twist on it and then passing it on to the next generation.
Yeah, yeah. Yes? And that's what I like about it, you know, letting it, for anything to live, it has to breed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my style is rooted in Irish music, but it's nice to bring in other influences and very, very lucky, you know.
Right. What's your most memorable performance in your career? Is there one in particular that stands out, or?
I suppose when I got the chance, I've often said that I'd like to do the Super Bowl here in America.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been lucky to do the Super Bowl in Ireland, which is the All Ireland Finals, to come out to 83,000. I've been lucky to do it 6 times.
Wonderful. Can you please elaborate what the All Ireland Finals
well, it's
are.
The, it's is the it Irish the Super Bowl. It's the final of our greatest games, which is Gaelic football or hurling.
Uh-huh.
Hurling is the other game.
Right, right. And you've done that 6 times.
6 times, yeah. So to come out there and 83,000 people, and you know everybody and anybody around the place, and the television coverage. It's I have to say it was some buzz.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
So it's. And that's the feeling I'm getting here as well. You know, coming down, I just see there where we have the, where you're going to have the largest Irish flag, you know, parading through Atlanta.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and the largest, I think, is the one of the biggest balloons as well.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be an exciting, we're really excited to be here.
Right, and, right.
Very lucky to be here, yeah.
What do you like most about performing?
Going on stage and, you know, having the gift to be able to play, but also to be able to improvise and also entertain and people coming in to see you perform. I think it's a fantastic feeling. What do I like about it? It's just a fantastic feeling inside, and you can get into your own zone. There's people there appreciating what you do.
Mm-hmm. We talked earlier about passing the music on to the next generation. Do you have children?
Yes. Yeah,
and are you passing on the music to them?
Yeah, my 3 kids are in my show in Killarney.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
So is this, the show in Killarney, is the show in at the Buckhead Theatre?
Yeah, more or less, only the kids are not here.
No.
They're anxious to come, of course, at some stage, so they'll be back on tour. But it's more or less, you know, it's a little taste of what we're going to do, and we'll be, you know, getting ready to tour America later on.
Right.
With our new project as well.
Uh-huh. Can you share anything about the new project, or you'd rather not at this stage?
Working on it. We'll be back to tell you more.
Well, we look forward to that. Can you share how old your children are?
Yes, 7, 11 and 12.
Uh-huh. And they're already playing musical instruments?
Yeah, all three of them.
All three, wonderful.
All three have done the Irish Super Bowl as well in Croke Park, which is our national stadium.
The next track I was going to play is Dublin Airport, which is rather different in feeling than the track we played, first of all, Celtic Warrior. Do you spend a lot of time at Dublin Airport? Where do you fly from?
Yeah, that's where the name came from, sitting down, waiting for a flight, and the ID came up on this tune, and a friend of mine wrote the tune, Ger Fahey's his name. He wrote the tune for me, for my instrument as well. So it's a really nice tune. A lot of people love this tune, and it's laid back. It's kind of a slip jig style. Really, really special tune, and it's on my album, of course, and a lot of people really like this tune.
Well, let's listen to it now, shall we? Well, that was Liam again performing Dublin Airport on his new CD, Tycho Mystico, of which we have two copies to give away in return for a pledge on plastic. So please call in 404-523-8989 and we can connect you with these two copies. Liam is still in the studio here with us. So, Liam, your take on Dublin Airport. It's a much different feel from Celtic Warrior, isn't it?
Yes. It's a laid back, it's a beautiful piece of music, has some great musicians on it. You have Paul Wertico on drums playing. Paul Wertico was the drummer with the great Pat Metheny group, mm-hmm. well known for his jazz takes. And he's playing a lovely laid back, nice feel, really nice feel on that. And mm-hmm. the guitar playing of John Themis on the nylon strum. Yeah, it's a really nice piece.
Okay, so tell the listeners where they can find out more information about you and your music.
Everything can be got from my website, www.liamoconnormusic.com. And my Facebook is there as well, Liam O'Connor Music as well. So everything is on there, all the albums and the videos as well.
And is there anything more you'd like to tell us about your activities this week?
Very, very, very busy time. the parade, I suppose, is the biggest St. Patrick's Day celebration in Atlanta this year. Will be downtown at the parade. So it's the 130th, as I said. The parade will start at the intersection of Ralph McGill Boulevard and Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. And it will continue south on Peachtree Street towards Woodruff Park. And we'll conclude at Five Points. And we're playing on that as well. Of course, we've a really nice float, and we're delighted to be a part of approximately 4,000 participants, mm-hmm. including 100 units and 16 bands will be marching in the parade. So that's quite exciting.
I haven't been for some years, but I remember enjoying it very much when I did go.
So you'll have to turn up this time. We'll have a 5-story balloon of St. Patrick. Uh-huh. That's quite special. So as I said earlier, the world's largest Irish walking flag. The Grand Marshal is Mayor Kasim Reid. Fantastic. Honorary Grand Marshals include US Representative John Lewis, US Senator Johnny Eagleton, and Irish Minister for Arts, Heritage and Gaeltacht, and also a great colleague and great friend, Jimmy Deenan.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you.
So we're going to have a fantastic time.
And then the climax of St. Patrick's Day is your performance.
Yes. Yes.
That's going to be in the Buckhead Theatre?
The Buckhead Theatre. Very special performance starting. The doors are opening at 7 and the performance is at 8 o'clock.
And I'm delighted to say that we have a pair of tickets as part of the pledge drive today. For a pledge of 89.3 FM, we can put you in touch with that pair of tickets for that concert to see Liam live with his dancers and his musicians and singers. If you don't win it because you're not fast enough calling in, you can go to the theatre website, I think, to find out.
Tickets are available at ticketalternative.com.
Uh-huh. Thank you. And the Buckhead Theatre, I believe, used to be called the Roxy. Is that correct?
Yes.
So that I think people know that better as the Roxy than as the Buckhead Theatre. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go to your
no,
next engagement?
Looking forward to the show. I hope to see all my fans that have seen me in Killarney as uh-huh. well. They've all, you know, many Americans come to see us in Killarney. It's a very special place. I've seen lots of requests on my Facebook from the people that are going to see us on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll see more. Delighted to be here and looking forward to meeting everybody.
We've been delighted to have you here as a studio guest. It's been a pleasure and a privilege talking to you.
Thank you
for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come here today. Yeah. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
We'll listen to another track of music and then Kathleen will come back to the mic. we were listening there to the Carnarvon Male Voice Choir performing Sospan Vach with great gusto. That's from a CD called Souvenir of Wales in Song on the Sign label, and it's one that we have available. It's a compilation, various artists, various types of music available for pledges. So we need to get these phones ringing again, please. 404-523-8989 is the number, and we would love to hear from you. So please do go to the phone. Let's welcome back Kathleen.
Thank you. Well, more from the Scottish Banner. Aberdeen Airport takes off. Aberdeen has the fastest growing airport in the UK, according to new figures. The airport, which serves Europe's oil capital, has recorded 9.5% growth in passengers over the past year, 3% more than its nearest rivals. And the recently completed £10 million extension to the airport's main runway is poised to lead a major increase in passenger traffic next year as more destinations in mainland Europe and the Mediterranean are brought into direct range of Aberdeen. Derek Provan, the airport's managing director, said the latest projections suggested that more than 3 million passengers will have flown in and out of Aberdeen during 2011. Watch out, Atlanta, they'll be catching up with you. And I have to tell you something about Aberdeen. Many, many of the Aberdeen buildings are built of granite. And when the sun shines, the granite sparkles, and it is just beautiful. It's a lovely city anyway. Now, whisky around the world. Scotland has long been known as the home of whisky, and today it seems our national drink is quenching the thirst of a growing number of global fans. According to figures from the Scotch Whisky Association, exports soared by 22% in the first half of 2011. Markets such as Asia and South America have developed a taste for the water of life, or usquaba as it is in Gaelic, and demonstrate the strongest growth in terms of shipments, while the USA, France and Germany remain among the top 10 export destinations. Enjoying a dram may be becoming increasingly popular around the world, but while it will always be known and linked to a Scottish custom, whisky drinkers are putting a modern twist on the traditional and finding different ways of enjoying the spirit. In China, a popular and fashionable way to drink whisky is to mix it with green tea. While in a bar in Tokyo, you might see it being consumed mizuwari style, diluted with lots of water. Spaniards often prefer it long mixed with ice and cola, whereas a New York bartender is likely to be using whisky as the central ingredient when making up a cocktail. As one of Scotland's leading whisky experts, Dewar's master blender Stephanie MacLeod explains, whisky drinkers are becoming more and more adventurous, and there are a number of surprising combinations to try. Food and whisky pairing is really catching on, and there is a wide range of foods that match really well. Scotland's fantastic natural larder offers up a number of options which perfectly complement the various flavours you tend to find in our whiskies. At Dewar's, we often pair our white label blend with chocolate to pick out the vanilla, heather and honey tones. It works really well. Whisky drinkers are becoming more adventurous, and there's a number of surprising food and whisky combinations to try. Smoky, rich blends are considered to be the best match with cheese platters, while strong, peaty varieties hold their own against robust flavours like hot smoked salmon and mature cheese. Full-bodied whiskies from sherry casks pair well with sweet, rich cakes and puddings, while lighter, more fragrant blends and malts match fish and seafood. With more than 2,500 varieties of whisky produced in Scotland in over 100 distilleries, each characterised by its own distinctive taste, the range of potential food pairings is endless. Finally, enjoy the finish. You should experience a warm and lingering taste. Find out more about Scotland's whisky-producing regions, each of which have distinct varieties with their own characteristics, as well as more about the types of whisky. And I'll be back somewhen.
Thank you so much, Kathleen. It's always nice to have your titbits, and it's it was especially interesting to hear about those pairings of whiskey and food. I usually think of whiskey as something that I drink by itself afterwards.
I know, I like the story about thinning the paint. That was a good story.
Yes.
I hope they're not thinning the whiskey.
No. Oh, no, that would be sacrilegious.
Kathleen Donohoe. We've got two Kathleens in here at the moment. What does WRFG mean to you, Kathleen? Why do you listen? Why do you come in and give your help and support?
I really appreciate the variety that it offers across the Celtic music spectre. I don't like when people say it's the diddly-die music, because it's not. It offers an awful lot to the listener, fans of many types of instruments. And I do like the up-to-date programming, and I like the historic programming that we get from Mr. Falstaff, mm-hmm. here and yourself. And I like just the diversity of the other musics that are offered, not just the Irish music, but the Welsh music and the Breton music. And I think there's a feast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yeah, and I think Sunday is a really good day to listen, because we've got Indian music, we've got Cajun music, we've got old-time sort of big dance bands and swing, and a little bit of bluegrass first thing in the morning. And then the Celtic show, followed at 7 o'clock by Harlan with Fox's minstrel show. The phones have been silent for some time. I would like to think that it's because you're so engrossed in the interview with Liam and hearing the music and so on and so forth that you don't bear to tear yourself away. But please do. We'd love to hear from you. 404-523-8989. We've had a number of pledges earlier on, but nothing in this second hour. And let me remind you that we've got two copies of Liam O'Connor's latest CD, Tico Mystico, and we've also got a pair of tickets for his show, which sounds absolutely fantastic, next Saturday, 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day, at the Buckhead Theatre. So if you'd like a CD, we'd like a minimum pledge of $35 on a credit card, or for the pair of tickets, a pledge of 89.3 or more. You don't have to limit yourself. So please do call in, 404-523-8989. In the meantime, let's listen to some more music. Thank you.
So you roved out one morning, going to Carmarthen Fair. I spied a pretty maiden with the sunlight in her hair. Her way was so delightful, her voice rang like a bell. And as I overtook her, I asked if she was well. Lay down a breathing shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke. And I'll tell to you the story of the old Carmarthen Oak. As we approached Carmarthen, the girl at me did stare. And she asked me why I raised my hat to a tree so old and bare. So I told her of the legend, if the tree should e'er come down, there'd be a great disaster and Carmarthen would be drowned. Lay down your breathing shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke. And I'll tell to you the story of the old Carmarthen Oak. Then she started laughing, and my face grew very red, when she said that only fools believe what old Welsh legend said. And the laughter was contagious, for the truth to you I'll tell. By the time we reached the marketplace, I began to laugh as well. Lay down your breathing shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke. And I'll tell to you the story of the old Carmarthen Oak. As I sit here by my fireside, it's the autumn of my life, and the darling girl I met that day is now my darling wife. I have a lovely daughter and a son to push my yoke, and all because I raised my hat to the old Carmarthen Oak. Lay down your breathing shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke. And I'll tell to you the story of the old Carmarthen Oak.
On Tuesday, March 13th, Jamie Dimon, CEO of Chase Bank, will celebrate a birthday. Across the country and here in Atlanta, countless numbers of families have lost their homes to foreclosure as a result of predatory lending and deceptive practices engaged in by all the major banks, but in particular by J.P. Morgan Chase. From 9 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon on March 13th, there will be a gathering at the Chase Bank at the corner of Piedmont and North Avenue to tell Jamie Dimon no more foreclosures, no more evictions. Rather, on his birthday, he can give the Pittman family a gift of their house back. Similar protests are taking place around the U.S. at Chase Banks on March 13th. The website for more information is www.takebacktheblock.wordpress.com or www.occupyatlanta.org. This has been another public service announcement brought to you by your station for progressive information, WRFG 89.3 FM.
And before that important announcement, we were listening to some music from Ireland and Wales. We started the set with Altan doing an instrumental, three tunes, starting with The New Rigged Ship, and that's from their latest CD called The Poison Glen. Then we heard Welsh group Arlog performing Wyrus Megan, Merch Megan, Megan's granddaughter and Megan's daughter. The CD is called Best of Welsh Folk Music. And then finally, Frank Hennessy, a Welshman with an Irish name, performing the Old Carmarthen Oak from the CD Souvenir of Wales in Song. And there's been so much going on here this afternoon that I have not yet had time to tell you about all the happenings that are coming up. Earlier today, Maura Nelligan was celebrating the grand opening of her Nelligan School of Traditional Music with a grand opening concert followed by a jam. Hope that went well, Maura. The Bally Beg Band, they're all over the place. So the best thing for you to do is to go to their website, www.ballybegband.com. Starting on the 12th, that's tomorrow, the Welsh in America exhibit is open at Rockmart Public Library in Rockmart, which is west of Atlanta. And then it all starts happening. Well, I think it started happening already. The 16th of March from 2:30 in the afternoon at Fadeau's Irish Pub, there will be a hooli benefiting the St. Baldrick's Foundation. We've heard from Liam already about the St. Patrick's Day Parade starting at noon next Saturday. And there's more information at stpatsparadeatlanta.com/events. And then, Kathleen, would you like to tell us about your gigs?
Thanks so much, Jenny. Again, on Saturday, I will start singing at Ree Raw Irish Pub and Restaurant. It's located at 10th Street and Crescent Avenue. Fabulous bar, all imported from Ireland, and great space. And I'll be joined by Bella Isakova on fiddle, and we're starting at 12, and I think we'll have a huge crew of Irish dancers. The King O'Sullivan dancers are coming in to join us around 2:30. Then following that, I'll be at Murphy's Restaurant in Virginia Highlands, a well-known Atlanta establishment. It's been there for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Reservations are recommended for sure for that event. It's 404-872-0904. And that will be myself with Deborah Peterson on harp and flute and whistles, and again with Bella on virtuoso Irish fiddle. We'll ring into the early evening.
I'm sure.
Maybe join Liam O'Connor's show after that. Thank you.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be having fun, and that's a different musical instrumental lineup for you, isn't it? Having Bella part of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're delighted to do that.
Yes. Well, she's a fine fiddler, isn't she?
She sure is. Yeah.
We've already heard about Liam's concert at the Buckhead Theatre next Saturday. Doors open at 7 o'clock. And let me remind you that we've got a pair of tickets here for a pledge of 89.3. So please call in 404-523-8989, and also copies of his CD if you'd like to have that. And it really is quite an amazing CD. Then on Saturday night elsewhere in Atlanta, the Buddy O'Reilly Band are going to be doing their 20th annual St. Patrick's Day hooli at Eddie's Attic. 404-377-4976 for more information on that. Two shows, one at 7, which is family friendly, and then maybe it's slightly wilder at 9:30. Who knows? I don't know. Also on the 17th, Jamie Laval, fine Scottish fiddler, will be performing at the Crimson Moon Cafe out in Dahlonega, starting at 8 o'clock. Then on the 22nd of March, the Atlanta Irish Music School will be giving their spring concert at Holy Spirit Catholic Church on Northside Drive. 24th of March, another event at Crimson Moon. Robin Bullock, a Celtic guitarist based on the West Coast, will be celebrating the release of his latest CD with a party. And as we heard last week from Carl Welsher, on the 24th of March, there's the Heritage Days and Welsh Festival out at Rockmart. So come out to Rockmart for Welsh music, visit the museum, visit the chapel. There'll be food and other exhibits and so on. And then going forward into March, April, the Southeast Pipers Channel will be taking place at the Red Door Playhouse in Roswell. There's plenty going on. We try to keep you abreast of all these good things that are going on. But we're also trying to keep you abreast of the need for support for WRFG. 404-523-8989 is the number. Looks like we're taking another pledge now, so I'll stop talking, and hopefully we'll be able to say thank you to these other people who've pledged before we finish the show. In the meantime, let's listen to some more music. I'll come back to you soon. Thank you. And that was the Brock Maguire Band performing Tom Ward's Downfall and Lucy Campbell. The CD is called Green Grass, Bluegrass, put out by Pullman Music and by Compass. Maura, would you like to give a recap of our pledges?
Yes, Jenny, we had pledges today from Jeffrey Sokolov, from Ken McIntyre and Neil Svensson.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We want to say thank you very, very much. We appreciate all of your generosity, and it's keeping us on the air for another few months anyway.
Well, let me second Maura's comments there. We thank you so much, the people who have pledged, and we hope that you'll do it again next week when John will be here at the hot seat. It's been a pleasure being with you today. We're going out with that classic Welsh favourite. Stay tuned, be good, and thank you for listening and for your support.
Does never in a bodor, my mila chant of another, and I'm ser here in go. On I Magnus Maximus a gumre, and a bloid in tri chant to a tree, and gadael and